All right, so you want to go deep on this whole Mr. Beast situation.
Let's do it. Should be interesting, that's for sure.
It's more than just your average internet drama, that's for sure. We're talking about some pretty heavy accusations, chronic mistreatment, even whispers of sexual harassment happening behind the scenes of Beast
Yeah,
Games.
this lawsuit has the potential to really shake things up. I mean, this
Marky.
could send ripples through the whole influencer world, you know? That's a big deal.
No kidding. The lawsuit itself is pretty fresh, just filed on September 16th in Los Angeles. Five contestants are stepping up, but they're keeping their names under wraps for now.
Yeah, that's pretty standard, especially at this stage. They're probably still figuring out how much they want to go public. Yeah, be careful.
Makes sense. It's a sensitive situation, to say the least. But that term, chronic mistreatment, really makes you wonder. What exactly does that mean in this context? Are we talking about contestants being pressured to do risky stuff or being denied basic needs on set? What does that even look like in the world of these massive YouTube productions?
Right. It definitely raises questions. And the fact that they're using that phrase, chronic mistreatment, suggests that it wasn't just an isolated incident, you know. It implies a pattern of behavior, which is kind of scary when you think about it.
Exactly. It wasn't just a one-time thing. And then you add in the sexual harassment claims.
Things get real serious, real fast.
This isn't some random small-time YouTuber we're talking about here. This is Mr. Beast. He's built an empire on being the good guy.
Totally. His whole brand is built around those over-the-top stunts, crazy giveaways, always being positive and generous. These accusations, they directly contradict that image he's cultivated so carefully.
Right. He's all about spreading positivity, you know,
Yeah.
helping people, making dreams come true. If this stuff turns out to be true, man, that's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people.
For sure. It really makes you think about what goes on behind the scenes, even when someone projects this squeaky clean image. Those power dynamics are always at play, especially in situations like this, where you have someone with so much influence and a lot of people depending on them for opportunities.
It makes you wonder, is this a systemic issue within the world of influencer culture?
It's a question worth considering. And it's not just about Mr. Beast, right? This whole situation could impact how these huge online personalities and their teams operate in the future. It'll be interesting to see how they adapt and respond to this.
It'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds, that's for sure.
Definitely one to watch. And for everyone listening, you know, this goes beyond just one lawsuit or one YouTuber. It makes you think, what does it say about our entertainment when even something designed to be lighthearted and fun might have this darker side? Something to think about as more details come out.
Absolutely. Thanks for diving into this with me.
Anytime.